Thank you very much. You're going first.
Okay. I'm talking. All right. Mom, do you want to welcome? Just do a little welcome. Just say welcome. Okay, we'll say that. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Everyday Experts, number 3. Today we invite everyone who has a question to please step up to the microphone so everyone can hear. And if you have brought items to donate to Help Orphan Puppy, please place them in a box that is on the other side of this little thing. If you have brought a picture of your pet in the pet picture parade, for the pet picture parade, it goes right over there, and you can clip it up now or after the talk. And after the talk, for those who are interested, please tell us a brief story about your pet.
Christina Francis, an occupational therapist by profession, has been involved in animal rescue for 15 years or more. She also works and trains with therapy dogs. She started HelpOrphanPuppies.org about 7 years ago, which focuses on rescuing puppies with special needs. Her organization works hard to find permanent homes for these puppies. She has brought one of these lovable puppies here today for us to meet.
Thank you so much. Again, my name is Christina Francis. I'm president and founder of Help Orphan Puppies. This is Frankie. He is a four-month-old puppy who has special needs. I can stand. Thank you. He is partially blind. He has ulcers in one eye. And we're going to see an ophthalmologist in 2 weeks. Frankie came from a very high kill shelter in North Carolina. We drove down and picked up 7 that were supposed to be euthanized. And then we got a little surprise when one of them delivered 5 puppies a week later. So we thought we were saving 7 lives, and we actually saved 12. So they're now a week old, yes. Frankie was one of 2 special needs that we drove down and picked up. The other one was a 4-week-old little puppy that had femur fractures. And she's already been to see an orthopedic surgeon, and she's healing very nicely, and she's starting to use her leg. So I started Help Orphan Puppies back in 2005. We incorporated and got our 501c3 recognition in 2006. In that time, we've saved almost 500 dogs, about 90% of which would have been euthanized. So we do primarily special needs. That's why I started the group, because what I was finding was that a lot of organizations weren't saving the special needs because of the financial implications. So we started it specifically for special needs puppies, and we partner with several other rescue groups, thank you, who do adults or who do other breeds. So we all kind of work in collaboration with each other. Should I move because of the sun?
I think it's just
open. You sure? Okay. So what we do is all the dogs come into our homes, and they live in our homes with us. We don't have a shelter. They actually live with us, and we call them foster homes. So they stay with us a minimum of 2 weeks. They get vet care. They start crate training, housebreaking, and some very basic obedience. And then they learn about all the noises that are in a home, vacuum cleaners, dishwashers, washing machines, other dogs. We have foster homes with children. We have foster homes with other dogs. We have foster homes with both. And this is Frankie's first outing, and I'm so proud because he's doing so well. And we spend a lot of time working with the different dogs, trying to get them ready for a home. And then we have an application process. We have a website where people can go. They can fill out an application. We do personal references, vet references, and then we also do a home visit. And our goal is to find the right home for the right dog. So hypothetically, someone may say, I love Frankie, I need him, but I don't have a fenced-in yard, and I'm not a very active person, so that wouldn't be a good home for him. He needs an active household. So we ideally match the dog and the person and their lifestyle and their living situation. We adopt to 5 or 6 different counties. We try to adopt within 30 to 45 miles of this area so that we can do a home visit with everyone. Any questions?
How do you finance all
I work. We do a lot with donations. Actually, I have flyers. We are in the running for a Pepsi Refresh grant, which is $25,000. So if you'd like to take some of these and vote, and if you would like to post them, if you have an office or a business, then you can go and vote for us. Yes, my mother's voting. You can vote for 5 different votes a day, and you can vote every day. So we are in the running up until August 31st.
You do this online, right?
You do this online. You can also text an extra vote daily. If you buy Pepsi products, they're specially marked caps and boxes that say power votes. You can get anywhere from 5 to 100 votes per code. So that's what we're working towards right now. No, there isn't. We actually just found out about this, that we were actually even eligible 3 days ago. They give you, the first day of the month, they send you an email saying you are in the running. And then, so you can't really post anything beforehand, because you don't know until that day that you've actually been approved.
So we could, you know, send this out to our email list.
You can send this out to everyone. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. There are links there to the Pepsi Refresh Project. So lots of opportunities. Share it with everyone. I have brochures. There is the contact information for the rescue. And you're welcome to share that with everyone. Hi. Absolutely. Would you flyer, brochures?
Thank you.
Any questions? Over there is Nikki. She is one of our rescues. She's a golden that was locked in a bathroom because she picked up a baby sock. She had never been to a vet. She was not spayed, had never had any shots. And so we placed her a couple of months ago. We have the shelter where Frankie came from. We picked up a 4-month-old purebred golden retriever. Frankie, Lila, who was the one with the fractures. We picked up Heidi, who turned out to be the mom, who is just another very nice mutt. She's about 40 pounds. We picked up a harrier, which is kind of between a coonhound and a beagle, kind of mid-range. Also very nice dog. And then we picked up 2 additional puppies. It's very surprising how nice these dogs are. A lot of the dogs from the South, they come up here, they acclimate very nicely, they have very nice personalities, very nice dispositions. And a lot of them come in as strays or, like Frankie, special needs. So they don't have a home and they euthanize every couple of days down there. It's a very, very sad situation. So, and we're fortunate up here. There's very few puppies up here. I get very few phone calls about people looking to surrender puppies, so we're able to bring these guys up and find them homes up here. It's how many foster homes we have. So right now, we're pretty full right now. This is probably the fullest we've been in a while because of Heidi and her puppies. And then there's a woman up in Gainsvort who has a dog that had 5 puppies, and they're coming into our program. So I'm going up there Sunday to give them shots, get pictures, and they'll be 6 weeks old on Sunday. So our first priority is always local, and then New York State, and then we go outside of the area. But it's very, very, very seldom that we get phone calls from people locally looking to surrender puppies. I'm in Kinderhook, yes. Frankie got tangled. We're not a large organization. We're a very small organization, and I've tried to keep us small. I like if an adopter calls me and they say, "Oh, you know, we adopted Lily 2 years ago," and I can say, "Oh, yeah, you know, you're Michelle. You live in Albany," and so, and we do keep track of our dogs. Yes. I can't tell you the exact number. I have it at home. It's very, very, very high. The shelter where Frankie came from, they euthanize several hundred dogs every week. And it is a very small rural shelter. It is in a county called Henderson, North Carolina. Their cat room is literally the size of a closet, not a walk-in closet, but a regular closet. The dogs were in, it's almost like a concrete wall with little squares, no food, no water, no bedding, and they're just stacked. Then there's dogs outside in runs, no shelter. It's a very, 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 very poor shelter. And the woman that contacted me about Frankie is a social worker down there, and she had gotten my information from another contact. Facebook has really done a lot for rescue. So she found me through just a network of people, and he was such a favorite at the shelter that they kept not euthanizing him. He should have been actually euthanized way before we picked him up. But he was such a favorite that they just kept kind of hiding him in a back room and kept hiding him so that he wouldn't be put down. She contacted me. She emailed me and said... she had found out through me other contacts and emailed me and said, we have this dog, would you take him into your program? And then we were trying to find transport to get him up here, and there was no transport running, and we had that Sunday deadline. So I rented a van and drove down there. We left here at 3:45 Saturday morning, and we got back at about 4 o'clock Sunday morning. We drove straight through and went right to the emergency room with the puppy with the femur fractures. And so it was quite a drive. But the dogs were amazing. It was almost like they knew. They laid in the car. They were quiet. We had two crates stacked on top of each other for the puppies. And then the two adults, they laid there, and they were perfect. I truly believe they knew that, and they were quiet. Granted, it was night, but they slept the entire way. So it was, you're just talking now. Are you bored? I would never do it again. It was heartbreaking knowing that everybody that I left behind was going to be euthanized the next day. But it's knowing your capacity, knowing how much you can save, and focusing on the ones that we did leave with. And then the extra bonus of the five babies.
And what are they?
Mom is a mutt. She's about a 40-pound. She's probably like a cattle dog mix. She's white with tan spots. Five babies, three solid white, one tan, and one brown. Three girls, two boys. And she was being fostered by a woman that had adopted from us. She's a nurse. She went home for lunch to let the dogs out, called me all panicked. Oh my gosh, the babies are here. There's two babies here. We had gone to the vet, and the vet thought we had a couple of weeks, but he thinks she was so malnourished, and because she had such a small litter, she was small. So he'd put her due date for like 2 to 3 weeks down the road, and so she called me, and she's like, oh my God, there's babies. And I'm like, you're a nurse. And she's like, oh, but that's different. And she does pediatrics, so I went and picked her up, and she's in a different foster home now, so with a woman that's a vet tech. I use Dr. Patterson at Sheep Meadow. We also use Shaker Vet up in Albany. We have foster homes primarily up in the Albany area, so we have two vets up there. We use the specialty clinic out in Pattersonville. That's where our orthopedic surgeon is, and then we use Dr. Patterson locally. Any other questions? My contact information is on the brochures. You're welcome to call me if you have any questions or if you're interested in adopting Frankie. Frankie is looking for a home. He is going to be neutered next week. He goes to the ophthalmologist the following week, and then he'll be ready for adoption. But he is crate trained, probably about 99% housebroken, and he just met his first cat, and he was very good. So, see, yes. And he is, he almost poses.
Natural.
He is, He's probably going to be, I'd say, a 60-plus pound dog.
This size plus.
Yes, yes. But very nice disposition. Hasn't met someone he doesn't like. He likes children. He likes people.
He looks like he has a
hound. Yeah. I'm thinking he's German Shepherd Hound. But this is his first outing, so I'm impressed with how well he's doing with all the noise. Is it good? Oh, my gosh, pathetic. Am I going to be getting a phone call? See? It's a lot of work. I went to see a patient today. They're in their 80s, and they really want another dog. But the husband even says, he says, you know, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's...
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to get a puppy and a kitten at the same time and let the girls together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We actually have two certified therapy dogs. We've done presentations at the Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts, Girl Scout troops at the schools. So we actually have two certified therapy dogs. One is Trina, who is a three-legged dog that came out of South Carolina. She came to us. She'd been left in a bear trap. She chewed off her leg. And the only reason we even know that is when the vet went in to do the first amputation, he said you could clearly see the outlines of the bear trap. She had to have three amputations. I was hoping to leave enough of her leg to get her prosthesis. But it was just, she was heartworm positive. She had multiple infections. She had a uterine infection. She must have had puppies recently. So we just kept having to amputate further and further up. But she's a certified therapy dog. And then I have a little pit bull mix that's a certified therapy dog, and they go with me on, some of them actually go see patients with me. We have our first service dog in training with a woman out in Schenectady County. She's actually training her for herself. She's a German Shepherd Mastiff mix. There was 10 puppies that a friend of mine took in a purebred shepherd. She does German Shepherd Rescue. Took in a purebred shepherd. She whelped 10 babies. Five went straight into service dog training in Georgia. One was adopted locally. She sent four to us, and amazing dogs. They're going to be very big dogs. But so she's in service dog training with us.
When you say service dog?
For someone that is physically handicapped, so they are legally allowed to go into stores. Anywhere that a human can go in, they're legally allowed to enter.
How about the seeing eye?
We do not do. Seeing eye dogs are usually bred. So you have parents that have been proven to be good dogs, and that's a different training. And they usually breed specifically for that type of dog.
They use a lot of yellow labs and goldens.
A lot of yellow labs, a lot of goldens, yes.
He's tired.
He's tired now. He's worn out. Yes. Well, thank you so much for allowing me. Melissa, thank you so much for inviting me. Yes, thank you. Oh, yes, thank you.